It's oh so quiet. Shh, shh. It's oh so still. So peaceful until you fall in love. Simple, the sky up above. Simple is caving in. Wow, wow! You never been so nuts about a guy. You wanna love, you wanna cry, you cross your heart and hope to die till it's over and riot. You blow a fuse. Simple, the devil cuts loose. Simple, so what's the use? Wow! Of falling in love. It's oh so so peaceful until you ring that bell, 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 shout and you yell, hey, you broke the spell. This is where you almost have a fit. This guy's coaching, I got hit. There's no mistake, this is it. Till it's over and then.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Fatia. I'm 11 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we'll do today. I think we're going to focus on the bookish things today, perhaps, because we both wanted to share some poems. Because we both love poems, and Fatia hasn't been able to be on the radio in a while, so now that she's back, I'm excited to share some poems with you. And we'll perhaps talk about some other things too, but we're going to start with some poems. So do you want to pick one of yours to share, Fatia?
Sure. This poem is kind of short. It's called Nature is Everywhere. Nature is everywhere. Nature is everywhere you go. Everything that lives and grows is nature. Animals, big and small. Nature is plants that grow so tall. Nature is beautiful in every way. Wonderful, exciting, and needs our care. So listen, learn, and do your part to keep nature beautiful forever.
That's a good idea. I want to keep nature beautiful forever. I love going out into a natural space, like going out into the woods or being along the river and like looking at all the details and hearing all the sounds. And yeah, what drew you to that poem?
Well, I chose this poem because nature is interesting, and this is like the poem that basically came into my mind before any other poems, like any other poem themes.
I have some nature poems too, because I wanted to share some spring poems. So I went to my old standby, poets.org, and they have a thematic spring poems for kids section. So you can find a bunch of different suggestions on there. I just picked out a few of them that I liked that I haven't read a zillion times on the radio before. So I'll start with one called Dandelions. It's by Frances Ellen Watkins Harper, who was born in 1825 in Baltimore and passed away in 1911. Welcome, children of the spring, in your garbs of green and gold, lifting up your sun-crowned heads on the verdant plain and wold. As a bright and joyous troop from the breast of earth ye came, fair and lovely are your cheeks with sun kisses all aflame. In the dusty streets and lanes where the lowly children play, there as gentle friends ye smile, making brighter life's highway. Dewdrops and the morning sun weave your garments fair and bright, and we welcome you today as the children of the light. Children of the earth and sun, we are slow to understand all the richness of the gifts flowing from our Father's hand. But that was very pretty. Dandelions are such a sign of spring. I was just out in my yard earlier today, and there are so many popping up. I like the idea of them as the children of the spring. And I'm not always drawn to poems that are rhyming. Like, I don't need to have rhyming in my poems, but I liked the rhyming scheme of that one. And I'd never read anything by Frances Ellen Watkins Harper before. She's a long name. But I'll have to check out some more by her. Did you have another one you wanted to share, Fatia?
Yes, I also have another one. It's about friend. It's like about friendship. And this one's a little bit longer than the last poem. It's called Friends. As we walk our path of life, we meet people every day. Most are simply met by chance, but some are sent our way. These become special friends, whose bond we can't explain. The ones who understands us and sh shares our joy and pain. Their love contains no boundaries. So even we are apart, their presence enhances us with a warmth felt in the heart. This love becomes a path passageway when even the miles disappear. And so these friends God sends our way remain forever near.
Speaking of rhyming poems, that one had some nice rhyme to it. What made you choose that one?
I like that, like it's like about friendship, and it's really interesting because like every single stanza like basically like has like a different like theme-ish vibe, and this poem is like one of the best poems I've heard, in
Oh,
my
wow.
opinion.
That one's a keeper. That's cool. Yeah, it's nice when you find the right fit for, like, poem fit for yourself. Like, I have a handful that are, like, my go-to favorite poems that I could read over and over and over again. And sometimes I do on this radio show in particular, that just, like, hit the right spot. Sometimes it's hard to put exactly into words why. Oh, and do you know who that one was by?
It doesn't really say who it's by, but friendship poems, it should come up.
Okay. I have another one,
And then
also
the
a
name of
spring.
the poem is
Oh,
Friends.
okay. That might be hard to find, but you should bookmark it. Fatiha, so that you can find it at least. So I have another spring poem. This one is by E.E. Cummings, who was born in 1894, passed away in 1962. And this one is called Spring is Like a Perhaps Hand. So it's number three. Spring is like a perhaps hand which comes carefully out of nowhere, arranging a window into which people look while people stare, arranging and changing, placing carefully there a strange thing and a known thing here, and changing everything carefully. Spring is like a perhaps hand in a window, carefully to and fro, moving new and old things, while people stare carefully, moving a perhaps fraction of flower here, placing an inch of air there, and without breaking anything. That one's a little different. It's a little hard to follow, but I think he has some fun wordplay in his poems that I really enjoy. I'll read one more spring poem and then I'll pass it back to Fatia for another poem. So this one is called Each Year by Dora Malik, and she's a present day poet, still working. I snap the twig to try. Oh, sorry, this is called Each Year. I think I said that. I snap the twig to try to trap the springing, and I relearn the same lesson. You cannot make a keepsake of this season. Your heart's not the source of that sort of sap. Lacks what it takes to fuel, rejects the graft, though for a moment it's your guilty fist that's flowering. You're no good host to this extremity that points now, broken back at the dirt, as if to ask, are we there yet? You flatter this small turn tip of a larger book of matches that can't refuse its end, refuse itself, unflare. Sure. Now forget again. Here's a new green vein, another clutch to take, give, a handful of seconds. That one, to me, really captures feeling of spring. Like you cannot make a keepsake of this season. That line. Did you have another one to share, Fatia? I think you had another one.
Yeah, I have one more last one. It's also about friendship. And this poem is similar to the last one, but a little different. It's called A Friend. A friend is someone we turn to when our spirits need a lift. A friend is someone we treasure, for friendship is a gift. A friend is someone who fills our lives with beauty, joy, and grace. A friend makes the world we live in a better and happier place.
Facts. That is true. Important to find your people, find your friends, people that will always be there for you, and yeah, that you can be yourself around and can each support each other. That was a very nice message. I have one more different poem that I can share. So this one is an old favorite of mine that I had not totally forgotten about, but I hadn't read it in a long time. And the New York Times this week has been doing a poetry feature where they're really like diving into this poem and encouraging people to learn it and perhaps memorize it. So it's called Recuerdo, and it's by Edna St. Vincent Millay. And I'm going to see if I can find the audio recording of her reading it because it's really cool. And if I do, I will play it at the end of the radio show. But I can't do it justice like she does. Her voice is amazing, but I will try my best. This is Recuerdo by Edna St. Vincent Millay, who was a Columbia County resident during her lifetime. We were very tired. We were very merry. We had gone back and forth all night on the ferry. It was bare and bright and smelled like a stable, but we looked into a fire. We leaned across a table. We lay on a hilltop underneath the moon, and the whistles kept blowing, and the dawn came soon. We were very tired. We were very merry. We had gone back and forth all night on the ferry, and you ate an apple, and I ate a pear. From a dozen of each, we had bought somewhere. And the sky went wan, and the wind came cold, and the sun rose dripping, a bucket full of gold. We were very tired. We were very merry. We had gone back and forth all night on the ferry. We hailed "Good morrow, mother," to a shawl-covered head, and bought a morning paper which neither of us read. And she wept, "God bless you," for the apples and pears, and we gave her all our money but our subway fares. I just really like the tempo of that poem, but also, even though it's repetitive in some ways with that the opening line, I feel like it really tells like a whole story and like really paints a scene really well. But that's Recuerdo from Collected Poems, which was copywritten in 1931. Yeah, I really like her poems a lot, but I will try to find the audio recording of her reading it and play that if I can, because she just has a very cool, like, of that time voice. And of course, she reads her poem better than anyone else could possibly. Yeah, thank you for sharing some poems, Fatia, and thank you out there, everybody, for listening. Before we go for the day, we want to talk a little bit about this weekend's big event, the Hudson Children's Book Festival, which is Saturday, May 3rd from 10 to 3 at Columbia Green Community College. There's a trolley service or a bus service that's going to be picking people up throughout the city of Hudson. You can find out information about that at hudsonchildrensbookfestival.org. But I know Fatia can speak to it as well, but this is such a fun event. There's 75 children's and young adult authors and illustrators that will be coming to town, or in some cases are local authors, so they'll be staying in town, but sharing their work with students from across Columbia County and beyond. I know I often get to see Fatia at the book festival, so perhaps I'll see you in person again this Saturday. Are you planning to attend?
Yes.
Do you know if you have any class visits? I know sometimes the authors or illustrators make class visits.
Yes, I have one on this week on Friday.
Do you know who it is?
I kind of forgot the name. Yeah, I don't know who it is.
Maybe you can share, do a report back next week on the radio. I'd love to hear about that, because I don't get author visits usually because I'm not in the school. But yeah, we're pre-recording this radio show, so when Fatia is talking about seeing the author on a Friday, that's because we recorded this before Friday night when we're now broadcasting the show. But earlier that Friday, I will also be doing a little radio show with some of the authors and illustrators from 2 to 3 o'clock on WGXC. So if you missed that earlier, if you're just tuning in now Friday night, you should be able to find that in the audio archives if you want to hear our chat with some of the authors and illustrators coming. But it'll be fun to see what it's like at a new location at Columbia Green Community College and see what's new and different and exciting. But yeah, you can check out all of the information about the book festival, find out more about who's coming, the authors and illustrators attending, at hudsonchildrensbookfestival.org. And perhaps we'll see you there. The Hudson Area Library and the Columbia County Libraries Association will be tabling in the community room. So if you stop by, you can come say hello. Love to see our listeners and all the young readers out there, and old readers too. We love all ages. But yeah, happy Bookfest weekend. But on that note, we'll say goodbye for the day. We hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then,
happy reading.
We were very tired. We were very merry. We had gone back and forth all night on the ferry. It was bare and bright and smelled like a stable. But we looked into a fire. We leaned across a table. We lay on a hilltop underneath the moon. And the whistles kept blowing and the dawn came soon. We were very tired. We were very merry. We had gone back and forth all night on the ferry. And you ate an apple and I ate a pear. From a dozen of each, we had bought somewhere. and the sky went warm, and the wind came cold, and the sun rose dripping a bucket full of gold. We were very tired. We were very merry. We had gone back and forth all night on the ferry. We hailed, "Good morrow, mother," to a shawl-covered head, and bought a morning paper, which neither of us read. And she wept, "God bless you for the apples and pears." And we gave her all our money but our subway fare.
Don't know what I'm supposed to be. You know, I'm stuck. Does it get it easier.